Brendan Sinclair's Business Mix, news and advice on marketing, media and the web.
Hello and welcome to show number 47 of Brendan Sinclair's Business Mix. Today, like many days, we'll be talking about something I know very little about, and that's getting the latest websites technology onto mobile devices. Tina here. Hello,
Hi,
Tina.
Hi, Brendan. How are you going?
I'm good, thanks. How are you doing?
Fantastic, thanks.
Now, tell us what you did on the weekend, Tina.
On the weekend, I went to a developing content for mobile phones seminar that was run by the Australian Film, Television and Radio School.
Oh, yeah, so web sort of based content, audio, videos, that sort of stuff?
All kinds of content, social networking content, games, ringtones, screensavers, any content that you could possibly put on a mobile phone. It wasn't very technical, it was more focusing on the commercial aspect of it, of how to get it to market and how to market it to the telco companies and the users out there that surf the internet on their phones.
So here in Australia, how many sort of people are using their mobile devices to look at that sort of content?
Well, there's a lot of people that have the capability to on their mobile phones. Probably you're looking at about 3 million people that have handsets that have the capability to access the internet. Out of them, I'm not exactly sure how many actually using their mobile phones to surf, just because maybe they don't know how to, or maybe the data rates are too high, because, I mean, it can cost quite a lot to surf the internet on your mobile phone at the moment, unless you're on a specific plan that
What sort of
lets
money
you
does
do
it
that.
Cost?
If you get a specific plan to surf the net, it can be a dollar a megabyte, as low as that, or it can be up to $22 a megabyte.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. That's
a big barrier to using it, isn't it?
Definitely. And they're doing the worst thing they could possibly do, because they're making people scared to do it. So that when they finally get the price to a point where people are prepared to surf the net with their mobile phones in Australia, people will still be scared to do it because they've already got that instilled in them.
Yep. What are the key points of developing content for mobile devices?
I guess it's like anything, like you really have to look at your target market and the sort of content that they're prepared to look at on their phones. At the moment in Australia, the types of things that people are looking at are the news and the weather and the movie times, which is something that it's something that they can look up quickly on the spot. They don't have to be near their computer to check it out. They don't have to be anywhere, really. They've got their phone, they can look at it straight away. It's just that convenience factor, I think, that's pushing it at the moment.
And that data, it's not data intensive sort of information by the sound. That's all text stuff.
Yeah, it might have a few small graphics, but they can just look at text based stuff.
Yep. Many companies doing it in Australia?
There's a whole heap of companies that are trying to get into producing mobile content. However, it's really controlled by the telecommunications companies at the moment, because they're sort of wanting to control how people access it. So they're presenting the users of the mobile phones with like Telstra will have its own portal. So they only have a certain amount of Australian content providers within that portal.
Okay.
And there's a few usability issues to getting around that portal and surfing the wider web. It's definitely doable. But I think for the non-technically minded, it can be a little bit tricky to sort of type in URLs using a mobile phone and downloading the extra things that they need to download to make it all work. It can be a little bit tricky to
Did they show you any happen. Examples of great content, of compelling sort of information that people might want to look at?
I wouldn't say that all of the content's compelling, but a lot of it is certainly getting the users. I did find that Sky News does a video presentation. It was about 3 minutes, and that I could see that would be really useful, especially somebody in business or something that want to get the stock updates or anything like that.
Yep.
I know surfers can use their mobile phones to check the surf in the mornings, that sort of thing.
Yep.
Dating is pretty big. There's one company, they're called Funky Sexy Cool. They've got over 100,000 registered users, and their average revenue per user is $9 a month, which is $900,000 a month that they're pulling in just from people in Australia accessing this dating video community. So people upload their little videos or images and, I don't know, guess send each other text messages and stuff, and that's become really popular. I think anything that allows you to personalize the mobile phone experience, it can be really popular because people sort of see their mobile phone as their friend. And
yeah, that's a great average revenue stream per customer. Yeah. So how do they pay with those sort of smaller payments?
The great thing about mobile phone content is people are used to paying for stuff with their mobile phones.
Yeah.
And if you can make a deal with the telcos or some of the aggregators that organise all the content for the telcos, then you can get added to their monthly billing cycle. So when they pay their phone bill, they just pay an extra couple of bucks to you. And
okay.
If enough people do that, then you can make some good money.
During the course, did you come up with any ideas on the sort of content you could develop that would be of interest to people on a subscription basis like that?
I've got a heap of ideas floating around my head, but I haven't actually brought any of them down to earth to be further clarified as to whether they would work or not. But it's certainly very interesting looking at the trend towards people, you know, having one device that does everything, like their mobile phone that, you know, plays MP3s, so they listen to podcasts, they watch videos on it, so it's entertainment. At the moment, they already use it as a lifestyle sort of thing, just with the phone calls and the SMS and, you know, the ability to be anywhere at any time and anyone can contact you.
I can see a phone as an MP3 player being a big one. So what about music videos? Have they been successful, do you know?
I think the biggest thing with downloading things like that is the access rates, because at the moment with $22 a megabyte, you're not going to download a...
That's nuts, that is. That's crazy.
You're not going to download a 3 megabyte video because it's going to cost you $60.
Yeah, I wouldn't pay a dollar a megabyte.
No, see, that's the other thing too. A dollar a megabyte is still quite high. The other thing, the data rates are quite slow. You can get around that with video, good video compression.
Yep.
But, you know, still it's nowhere near the broadcast quality that people are used to.
So what's the future, do you think, for mobile devices utilising content from web developers?
Well, in Europe and the States, it's much, much cheaper to access the internet via your mobile phone. So I think we can look to what they're doing to understand what's going to happen in Australia. I don't know a lot about what's happening over there, but I know in the US, Blackberries have become really, really popular.
Yeah.
You know, I guess more and more business will be able to be done easier via the road, and there'll be more and more demand on businesses to also have a site that's developed for mobile phones, which is important to consider whether your users will be accessing your website via mobile phone and whether it would be useful to them to do that. And if it is, then you should really consider developing a mobile phone compatible part of your site.
Okay, so what would your advice be with someone with an e-commerce store in regards to mobile content? Would you suggest they do it?
In Australia? Probably not, because people haven't really taken up the concept of e-shopping with the mobile phones yet. It hasn't reached that user-friendly stage, but I think it's definitely something that will be happening in the future. You can already access eBay through the mobile phone.
Okay.
What that does, it makes it easier for people to set their bids, you know, if they're at work and they don't necessarily want to log on to the office computer to check their eBay bids, then they can do it via their mobile phone, and no matter where they are, they can put in that last bid. So, I mean, it is already being used for e-commerce, but not for your general browsing and general shopping, I'd say.
Okay.
It'd be interesting to look at the overseas stats and see whether that's been taken up there yet or not.
All right. Well, thanks for that, Tina. Anything else to finish off with that might be of interest to listeners regarding mobile content?
I think with making content for mobile phones as well as anything else on the web, the focus really has to be on whether it's going to make life easier for your customers or not. I think at the moment in Australia with mobile phone content, there are opportunities out there, but it's a fairly narrow niche and there are fairly high barriers to entry in the marketplace and successful entry in the marketplace. So it's something you should really consider whether it would be of use to your customers before you go ahead and do it. But that said, it's also something to keep in the back of your mind as something that will probably be taking off in the future.
Okay, great. Thanks for that, Tina.
No worries.
And that brings us to the end of the show. As always, we'd appreciate your feedback on Tailored on our Skype account, or just contact details over there on tailoredpodcast.com. Thanks from me, and bye.
Bye from me, and speak to you soon, everyone.
Brendan Sinclair's Business Mix, news and advice on marketing, media, and the web.